The Good Wife by Jackie Rose. Read by Annie Aldington. Chapter 1. Nottingham. Ava Barclay slowly began to come round from the deep sleep she'd been in. She groaned quietly, not wanting to open her eyes, not wanting to move. Jesus, she felt like shit. She wasn't sure if it was her head that hurt more or her ankle, though for the life of her, she couldn't remember what she'd done to it. Moreover, she couldn't remember most of what had happened last night. She could vaguely recall getting ready to go out after work. Then she'd taken a taxi into the centre of town to the new bar on St. James's Street, Nottingham. But from that point onwards, everything became hazy. She had a faint memory of ordering her first glass of red wine. Then, somewhere during the evening, the tequila shots had started. And perhaps a few whiskey chasers had been involved as well. Her thumping headache and the burning behind her eyes said there had been, and the rawness in her nostrils told her that she'd been snorting coke. This was confirmed by the wraps on the floor, next to the empty condom packet. Thank fuck they'd used precautions. God, what had she been thinking? Well, she supposed that was the problem, wasn't it? She hadn't been thinking. Otherwise, she wouldn't be lying here in this state. Fuck! Angry with herself, she yawned and peeled open her eyes. She looked around the messy room and tried to think back to how she'd got here.
So, Sleeping Beauty's finally awake.
Ava stared up at Michael. Good-looking, muscular, butt naked, apart from his wide, handsome smile.
I thought you'd never wake up.
He grinned and massaged his penis, which immediately sprang to life.
So what are we going to do with our morning?
His piercing blue eyes twinkled suggestively. Checking her watch, Ava pushed herself up on her elbows and groaned again at her pounding headache. The sheets felt sweaty, and right now she wasn't in the mood for anything apart from a strong black coffee. She certainly wasn't in the mood for chatting.
I'm so sorry. I've got to get to work, Michael.
He stared at her coldly.
It's Mark. My name's Mark, not Michael.
Shit. Sorry.
She smiled apologetically, though she was angry with herself for getting herself into this situation. Again.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
His voice dripped with a mixture of irritation and disappointment. She'd clearly bruised his ego. She'd been certain his name was Michael. But like with everything to do with last night, she only had fragments of memories that she couldn't piece together. Not that she was sure she wanted to piece them together. One-night stands weren't ever her finest hour, but they seemed inevitably to follow on from an evening of drinking. She screwed her eyes closed for a moment. Humiliation washed over her. She should know better. Christ, it wasn't like she was some horny teenager, was it? She'd be 40 next month. Yet here she was in a stranger's bedroom with the hangover from hell on a weekday, when all she'd wanted to do last night was get something to eat and a quick drink after a long, tough day at work. Trying to ignore how shit she felt, Ava swung her legs over the edge of the bed. She winced and took a deep breath to swallow down the nausea which had suddenly hit her. Then she got herself unsteadily onto her feet, feeling the cool of the wooden floorboards, before beginning to pick up her clothes, which were scattered across the bedroom floor. The room was basic, but clean enough. A tall grey wardrobe stood in the corner with a matching chest of drawers. A green comfy-looking chair piled with clothes was next to the PC by the window, none of which gave her any clues to what he did and where they'd met last night. The sooner she left, the better. The morning after the night before was always awkward.
Look, Mark.
She emphasised his name and met his eye as she quickly did up her skirt zipper.
Thank you for the evening. I really enjoyed it.
Tying her long wavy brown hair into a ponytail, Ava attempted to give him her best smile.